And I do have a special guest here. It's Susie Golodoff. Welcome, Susie. Thank you so much for coming to the radio station. We're going to be talking about your book, Wildflowers of Unalaska, and it's a guide to flowering plants here on an Aleutian island. Welcome, Susie.
Thanks, Vic. Good morning, everybody, and thanks for asking me to come.
Awesome. So you're a longtime resident here in Unalaska, but let's just hear a little bit about Susie Golodoff for just a bit.
Well, I came up in 1976, grew up in Washington State on a group of islands off the coast, the San Juan Islands. And a lot of us kids would come up north and go fishing in the summer, so that's what I did. I got the adventure bug and came up and got on a seiner and fished in Chignik and met Ben and fell in love, came out here and lived the life of Riley all these years.
Nice. Very good, Susie. So what prompted you to write Wildflowers of Unalaska Island? I just absolutely love this book, by the way. I carry it with me and take photographs of different flowering plants or plants and then post them on little, social media type of things. And I use your book extensively. I mean, there's no other book like it.
Oh, that's great. I'm always really tickled to hear people are out there using the book and dog-earing it and using it and making use of it. So I guess I'm just like you. When I came out, there wasn't a wildflower book to use. So I didn't really start off writing a book. I was curious about the plants and knew the plants where I'd come from and the birds where I'd come from. So I started to learn. And, of course, Ben taught me a lot of things. And eventually I got some plant books that covered the whole stretch of Alaska and the Yukon, you know, big, heavy flora of Alaska, Hultaine's flora of Alaska. So I started taking photos and identifying things. And then I started to sort of find out the gaps that I had and the plants I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I was very fortunate in befriending a botanist from Fairbanks who worked at the herbarium there. And she took me under her wing and mentored me in how to approach things. And I just started to get this collection of plants and photos and started doing drawings and eventually thought, well, I should share this and maybe put it into a book. So it was a long process that didn't really start off in any organized way.
Okay, great. So a lot of people don't know that you've done the illustrations in the book. I just absolutely love those illustrations, and can you maybe chat a little bit about the illustrations and
sure.
maybe some of your other artist type of activities around the island?
Well, I've done a bit of artwork in the past. I haven't done a lot recently, but it seems to help a lot in identifying a plant to get some immediate sort of information. You'll get details in the text, in the plant descriptions, but to see a color photo and then to also see in black and white sort of the form and shape of the plant. And it also enabled me to show the roots of a plant mm-hmm. or show some things. Perhaps the photo is of the plant in its flowering stage, but having the opportunity of a drawing might be able to show the seed forms or the later or earlier stage of the plant. So it was just a way to give the reader more information.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about the second edition printing. Well, you could tell us about the first edition. 1,500 copies of the first edition were printed, and it's sold out.
Right. So that came out in 2003, and it's out of print. And so the University Press said they'd do a second edition, and that has just come out. And they only did 500 copies. But the second edition is really nice. I'm very pleased with it. One of the first things a person will notice if they they've had the first edition is that the second one is quite a bit lighter. It's thinner, so it's almost like half the thickness. So it's a nice slender field guide. It slips in your pack or pocket. Same number of pages, just printed on sleeker paper. Has a whole new look, a new cover, and lots of additional photos, close to 50 new photos in the book. I made them put a photo on every page wherever there was a space.
That's great.
Yeah, and some new plants in the 10 years that have gone by since the first edition came out. I was able to track down more plants, some rare species, and so those are in the book with photos. And so new photos, new plants, and a new look.
Okay. And yeah, it's great. It's easily slips into a backpack, so we can take it out and learn more about our favorite plant. What's your favorite plant, Susie?
Oh, geez, I really don't have one. I'm just happy to see them all. Uh-huh. And it's really sweet now because they're just starting to come up. So it's nice to get out right now and see things coming up. It's like old friends coming back, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I've got a question from Josh Good. He says, I believe you mentioned the bog violet in your book, and I'm not sure about the sundew, but I don't recall anything about a bladderwort. I found plenty of sundews as well as butterworts here on our island, but I don't even know how to begin to look for bladderworts. Do we have bladderworts here on Unalaska Island?
We do. We just have two insect-eating plants, the sundew that he mentioned, and then what we call a butterwort. That's the common name, but the butterwort's actually technically a bladderwort. It's in the bladderwort family. But there are probably lots of other forms of that bladderwort in other places, and they're probably given the common name bladderwort. So that's just a thing with names, common names. And but the butterwort is often called a bog violet. It's not really a violet either.
Uh-huh.
It's a neat little plant, looks like a violet, but it has buttery leaves that kind of dissolve insects that get stuck on them.
Okay. Well, if you're just joining us, I have Susie Golodoff here. She's talking about her second edition book, Wildflowers of Unalaska Island. And Susie, will you be having a book signing?
Well, I had a book signing for the first one, and being the center of attention isn't really my thing, but I'd love any way just to get the word out to people that the book is available again, because the first one did go out of print and people had been asking. And so I'm really pleased that the second edition came out so well and that it's available.
Where can we purchase your book?
I did call the museum a couple days ago, and they are carrying it. They have them in stock, so that's a great place to go over and get one right away.
Uh-huh.
You can also order them from the publisher, the University of Alaska Press. They have you can do that online. They have a 1-800 number, but you can also get the book on Amazon if you want to do that. You can do that too.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for talking about your book, Susie. Now, you also have some other things that have been published recently. Tell us a little bit about your bird flyer.
Well, it's not really mine. I just helped. But I worked with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we just put out, actually Waterford Press printed it. It's a laminated fold-out bird guide. So it folds up like a map, and you can fold it out. It's like got, I don't know, like 10 sections or something like that. And it's very nicely done. Waterford Press does a really nice job, and people have probably seen their sheets for birds around Alaska or fishes or whatnot. So we did one on the birds of Unalaska.
And so it's specifically for?
Just for our birds. Yep, it's all color. It's in a really nice laminated glossy thing, so you could take it out in the rain. And So yeah, you can get those at the CVB, and that was a fun project. I didn't do the artwork or anything. I just helped them figure out which birds to put on.
Oh, great. All right. Well, thank you so much, Susie, for joining us here at KUCB and AM in Alaska. Really, it's a great, your second edition is a great book, and I'm looking forward to purchasing it and maybe even learning some new plants. You say you have 45 new plants?
Maybe a dozen new plants, but 45 new photos. Some of the older photos got replaced with newer ones, you know, now that I've gone digital like everybody.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, thanks for having me, and I'm glad you like the book, and it's good for folks to know it's out there.